Washington. This is VOA News. President Obama announces the recapture of a major dam in northern Iraq. Israel and Hamas extend Gaza's ceasefire. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says the U.S. military helped Iraqi forces and Kurds recapture a major strategic northern dam from Islamic State fighters. At a brief appearance at the White House Monday, Mr. Obama spoke about the Mosul Dam, which provides electricity and irrigation for much of the region.
If that dam was breached, it could have proven catastrophic, with floods that would have threatened the lives of thousands of civilians and endanger our embassy compound in Baghdad. Iraqi and Kurdish forces took the lead on the ground and performed with courage and determination.
President Obama says the United States will continue to support Iraq's newly developing unity government and will also build an international coalition to bring humanitarian aid to Iraqis. Mr. Obama also announced U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder will be going to Ferguson, Missouri Wednesday for an update on the federal probe into the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer that has sparked days of violent protests. Mr. Obama says Attorney General Holder will meet with Department of Justice and FBI officials on the federal independent civil rights investigation into the August 9th killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown. A curfew in Ferguson was lifted Monday after National Guard troops arrived in the central U.S. town to bolster police forces amid ongoing clashes with protesters. Israel and the Palestinians have agreed to extend a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip for another 24 hours as they meet in Cairo, trying to agree on a lasting truce. The announcement of the extension Monday came just before current ceasefire regulations were set to expire at midnight local time. There was no indication that negotiators are close to reaching a deal to stop more than a month of fighting between Israel and Hamas. Ukraine says pro-Russian separatists attacked a convoy of civilians trying to escape fighting in the east Monday, killing dozens, including children. A senior Ukrainian spokesman says the rebels used Russian-made mortars and rocket launchers. The spokesman said the convoy was flying white flags as it traveled along the main road away from the city of Luhansk. A separatist leader denies the rebels attacked the civilians and blames the deaths instead on Ukrainian forces. Despite the ongoing fighting, Berlin and Moscow say some progress was made in recently completed talks among the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking Monday from Berlin, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said talks the previous evening had resolved all questions about humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Где у нас пока нет возможности доложить какие-то позитивные результаты.
But Lavrov said the Berlin meeting with his counterparts from Ukraine, Germany, and France had made no progress when it came to reaching a ceasefire and a political solution in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
3 days of flooding in Nepal and northern India have killed close to 200 people. Last week's torrential rains triggered landslides and flooding, destroying entire villages, stranding thousands, and damaging roads across Nepal's western plains and parts of neighboring India. India called off next week's long-awaited talks with Pakistan, citing a meeting in New Delhi between Pakistan's ambassador to India and Kashmiri separatists. The Indian Foreign Ministry says the invitation by Pakistan's High Commissioner to separatists raises questions about Pakistan's sincerity in improving relations between the two neighbors. Pakistan described India's decision to cancel the meeting as a setback, saying it holds a long-standing practice to meet with Kashmiri leaders prior to India-Pakistan talks in order to facilitate meaningful discussion on Kashmir. Officials in Liberia are urging suspected Ebola patients to return to an isolation center that was attacked and looted by armed men last Saturday. The Liberian government says up to 20 people suspected of having the deadly disease disappeared after the attack in the capital, Monrovia. Looters carried away potentially contaminated mattresses, bedding, and gloves from the center. The World Health Organization says Ebola has killed more than 1,100 people in four West African countries this year, including 413 in Liberia. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.